This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. He was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Aaron, I can't believe that this year we're trapped in Boston and the mushroom zombie, huh?
I have to stop the show.
What's going on?
What?
I was in the middle of a super funny Last of Us
Yeah,
reference.
I just have to pause. Trust me, Adel, when you hear why I had to pause that brilliant intro, you will be so on my side. Aaron, there's no chance that you will be on my side here, Aaron.
If you find a piece of popcorn between your pants and your legs, then I will be on your side, and I'll say that's crazy.
The best moment in this podcast history, I believe.
Aaron, it's not that, but I have to imagine that this is my version of whatever that is. Okay. So I have to back up. I think around the time when I was fostering the puppies, I bought some sweatpants from Kohl's online, and they are fleece-lined sweatpants. They are the warmest pair of pants I've ever worn in my life. And when I'm wearing them inside, I get like very hot wearing them, and I have to take them off. Okay. But outside, when it's like 2 degrees outside, perfect for walking the dog.
I'm taking notes. Is this a riddle? So very hot, 2 degrees.
It's a very hot 2 degrees. Okay. So I'm wearing these pants. And also, I bought one pair of them. I loved them. I was like, Mariah, do you like these? And she tried them on and she was like, I love them as well. Well, I bought like 4 more pairs and we've just been wearing them interchangeably, right? Okay. Whoever grabs a pair, that's their pair. The other day, I put on a pair and I'm going about my day. This is actually yesterday. And I was dying to say this on the podcast. I'm going about my day and I reach into the pocket and I see that there is a hole in the pocket of these. They're pretty much new sweatpants.
Wow.
And then I feel like down into the leg of the pants and there's something like hard, like a hard thing about the size of a
popcorn.
No, it's about the size of a quarter. It's about the size of a quarter in the pants. And I reach inside the pants and I feel it. It's in between the layer of sweatpants and fleece. So then I go in through the hole in the pocket,
down
into the pants and pull out a piece of dog jerky.
No.
Ew, what?
So we have little jerky that we give to Spaghetti as a treat. We do it on walks to refocus her attention. I guess Mariah likes to keep little pieces of this jerky in her pockets. And she had put it through the wash, and the jerky had made its way into the pants. And I'd been wearing the pants all day. So I basically had been wearing the sweatpants all day with a little piece of jerky like on my leg. And I took that piece of jerky out, and I go, you know what? Aaron's life makes sense to me. Because I'm kind of, in my own way, married to Aaron.
Yeah.
I got an Aaron at home. I got an Aaron at work.
Yeah.
I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
JBC, have you thought about wearing those pants? Maybe we can capitalize on this. Wear those pants. We do like a fun prank show called Jerky Pants.
Oh, yes.
You make prank calls.
The Jerky Pants boys? Nope. Yeah. Never mind. I heard it out loud. I don't like it anymore.
Are you really alive if you're not finding weird things in your pants? And that's my question.
It is a thrill. I will say, the thrill of the searching through the pants to try to find the thing that's in the pants, it does make you feel alive.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Now, are the two of you the type of people who put on their coat and they're like, whoa, $80?
Huh?
Yep.
Because I hear people say that all the time, and I'm like, you just leave money lying in your coat pocket?
What's going on? Okay, you were saying finding money in your coat, but what I heard was you put on your coat and then you tried to guess the price of the coat. And I was like, what?
I guess
you
should know how much you paid for the coat.
That only happened to me once, and it was a miracle to me.
I'm so confused by that. Because any time I get home, I go through all my pockets, put everything on the table, and then take off my wardrobe. So I'm so confused by that.
Well, you don't have to do that. You can just be a little trash goblin who leaves like tissues for later in your pocket. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, so, but you take, because like I have like chapstick in my coat that I'm like, I'm not taking this out because it's my coat chapstick.
Sure.
Like that's going to stay in the coat.
Well, yes, I have chapstick I leave in my winter coat. I have an extra pair of contacts I leave in my winter coat.
Okay, so you don't take everything out.
I don't take everything out. But anything that I'm like, I might put on a different coat at some point, or this is cash money that I will need for other goods and services.
This is an episode that I will tell Mariah not to listen to because I'll put her on blast one more time. But I have a picture saved in my phone of, it was, again, when we had the puppy. So this is like, you know, a couple months ago. And we were, our brains were like worked to the point of exhaustion. And I told Mariah that I couldn't find my keys. And she's like, where have you checked for your keys? And I was like, I kind of checked all like the normal places. I just don't know where they are. And she's like, well, you should keep better track of your keys. And I was like, is it possible that you have them? And she goes, I don't have your keys. And I go, would you check your pocket? Mm-hmm. And she checked her pocket, and then her face changed, and I grabbed my camera, and I took a picture. And I took a picture, 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 and I said, I'm saving this moment forever. Because I knew what she had found. I knew she had touched my keys in her pocket.
You got a Mariah at work, and you got a Mariah at home. You're the luckiest man in the world.
I truly am.
Yeah, I think that we should start, I think you should intentionally, if you live in a cold place, like Chicago, everyone knows you have like your Chicago winter coat that's like basically a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Go ahead and put $20 in each pocket of the coat in May when you get to wear it for the last time before it starts to warm up a little bit.
Fuck you, I hate
mid-May.
You.
I'm sorry, that's what's real.
And that just slipped out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just said something real.
Got real sad. Okay.
Anyways, you're in winter hell and I can see the sunshine. But put money in there. And then when it's cold, to cheer yourself up, you'll put your hands in your pockets and you'll have money in your pockets. It's basically the same thing as a savings account.
That's smart. Aaron,
well, I don't know what the APY is on that. Aaron, I would say same exact piece of advice, but replace money with fun-sized packets of M&Ms.
Okay.
Because then your car breaks down. You have to shuffle off into some cornfield full of snow. You're shivering. You feel like you're going to die. Reach into your pocket. If you pull out $20, what's that going to do? Huh?
Yeah.
You pull out a little fun-sized packet of M&Ms, you're going to live for two more days, I think.
Okay. Here's what I will say. Instead, here's what you put in your pocket. Three things. A gun, a map, and a list.
Not in that order.
Not in that order.
One of my favorite moments of Chicago, I was like, it was the happiest I've ever been in my life, I think, is it was like a November and I had my winter coat that was duct taped together. And I was so scared about making rent. I was like, I can't eat for the next couple days, the last couple days of November, because I have to make December rent. And so I was starving and I was freezing and I was on the train and I was like, I'm so sad. And then I went to like my coat breast pocket and I was like, what's in there? And I looked and there was like $40 in there and I've never cried harder in my life. I was like, I get to eat.
That's like a cinematic moment. Also, Aaron, I just want to tell everyone, Aaron did this. You've inspired me to concoct a mashup of Guns N' Roses, November Rain, and
don't blame this on me.
And the musical
Rent.
That's
your own poisonous brain.
This is called November Rent, and I think it goes a little something like this. It's Axl Rose singing Fire.
I was starving. I was in a really bad place.
Yeah, sure, sweetie. But anyway, November Rent, again, this is a mashup of Guns N' Roses.
In fairness, all of that could be dialogue from November Rent.
That's true.
I was starving.
Yeah.
But can you sing it? Can you talk sing it?
I can't. I'm very ill.
Okay. Sounds like you won't. That's also dialogue. I'm very ill.
I'll give it a try. November rant. November rant.
I just had
what
this
if I'm
thing.
Not familiar with either property? Is that going to be a big deal?
I just had this thing where I went, wow, I really hope that whoever's Old Men Puzzle swoops in and saves the day here, because we really need a savior. And I went, it's me.
Aaron, it sounds like you need an eagle. Damn. Sounds like you're looking for a hawk or an eagle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I need a hero is what I need. So I'm Old Men Puzzles.
Now, Aaron, is this or is this not the ep where we just play 9 voicemails? She considered it. Ladies and gentlemen, she considered it.
I told them before we started recording, but I'm a little sick, so my personality is not here today. You're just going to get what you're going to get, and you won't get upset.
That seems like a Spencer's t-shirt. Or I guess a coffee mug. I'm sorry, a coffee mug.
I would love it if, like, just specific aspects of you got sick. Be like, my personality's sick today, so you're not gonna hear from me.
My
That's
charisma
called depression
died.
Anxiety. And yeah, I have that. Okay, what's going on?
I would love it. Okay, so if you could pick a part of you to get sick that didn't and it just didn't exist for the day, what would it be? Your jealousy. You don't need that, right?
Yeah, I don't need that. My sense of direction.
excuse me. One second. I just realized, just to backtrack, JPC, I just realized that you were singing My Brilliant Idea, Guns N' Roses, November Rain, mm-hmm. mashed up with Rent, November Rent, but you're singing it to the tune of Purple Rain, because you said, November Rain, November Rain, and I was like, what song is that? And I'm like, it's Purple Rain, which I guess is now in the mix. That's a new ingredient. Toss it in the pot, we'll stir it up, we'll figure it out.
I guess the part that I would wish to get sick is the part of me that does things like that. We could lose that for right.
I'm glad that you're in the musical mood, because today's Uh-oh. Episode is actually going to start with a little bit of a competition.
Wow.
So get those voices warmed up.
Mommy, Mary made me mash my M&Ms.
Exactly.
I gurgled a goldfish in which Jeff Goldblum's bathroom.
Ooh.
This is an Aaron's version of Rap for Daddy, which is we need a new jingle theme song for a new segment.
Oh.
And Casey, yes. Feel free to participate if you want to, but you don't have to.
Big thumbs down from Casey.
So we were recently in San Francisco, and one of our listeners, Molly, hello, Molly, brought us Riddle Books, which is like the greatest, kindest, most noble pursuit if mm-hmm. you are a Hey Riddle Riddle listener. I'm truly so grateful.
True. Truly firewood on the life fire of Hey Riddle Riddle.
Mm-hmm. Life fire.
And it seems like Molly... when she handed me the books, it seemed like it was implied that maybe I would hand them out evenly to the three of us. Mm. That, of course, was not going to happen. I was like, no. I'm going to eat all these Riddle books.
Wait,
these are just for me. So I ate them.
Okay,
that's
why
I'm sick.
I like to solve.
Yeah, for why?
Another riddle book in Aaron's stomach, eating the books every day.
Not what we were looking for, but I appreciate the effort. But I'm rich in them. I got like 4 of them.
Wow.
And I think they're going to last
You're
us riddle a while.
Rich.
Mm-hmm. I'm riddle rich. But I would like to have a theme song that Casey can play each time we jump into these Molly riddle books. But
okay.
I would like I would like for one of you to sing it. And if it's neither of them are good, we'll just have Arnie do it.
Huh.
Sucks to hear. I mean,
but they're going to be great.
Wait, I mean, what am I going up against here?
Oh.
The guy writes the music. That's what he does.
Yeah, so, we'll have you two do one with no backing track, and then we'll have Arnie do one, and then we'll have people vote online.
We'll see which one's better. We'll have us do it live on the podcast, and then we'll have Arnie do it when he gets to think about it for a while.
Yeah.
And then we'll see who people like better.
Yeah.
I'm going to have the two of you cook me some dinner, and if it doesn't work out, I'll just have Rachel Ray make me dinner. Does that make sense?
Why is that your chef of choice?
Well, I was trying to go with someone everyone would know.
Oh, it's going to be like
otherwise,
Chopped?
I'd say Francis Mallman, but 1% of people know Francis Mallman. Exactly.
Yeah, you overshot it. We were looking
Thomas
for Imre Lagasse.
Thomas Keller, bam.
Is this fun?
Yeah.
This is fun. So, sorry, yes. Aaron, the song we're singing is just, what's under the umbrella of this song?
Yeah, what am I
just that we have a riddle book?
We're implying that we're about to do riddles from Molly's riddle books. So it has to include the name Molly. It has to imply that there's riddle books and that we're about to hear some riddles from that riddle book.
Okay. May I go first?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm about to lose it. Let me go first. Quick.
Go, go, go.
Go.
Flipping through the pages. Ooh, I'm dropping Molly. Ooh, I'm solving riddles. Oh, gee, gosh, oh, golly. It's riddle book o'clock. It's riddle book o'clock. Solve the riddles. That was a mashup of Lizzo's song and Andy Samberg's Comedy Bang Bang song.
That was actually pretty good. I was digging that one.
Good luck beating that, Arnie.
Yeah, honestly,
with all your instruments and talent,
and not being put on the spot on air.
This is okay. A very funny thing I'm doing. I'm sorry, Adam. You've made me rap so many times. What did you think was going to happen?
No, JPC? You're correct to do this.
Here we go. Yeah. New York City. 2006, we here.
Uh-oh.
New York City.
He's all
hype. We're
leaving. He's all hype, man.
We're leaving New York City. What's that? In the distance. Philadelphia. 2007. It's been a year.
What?
It took us a year to get from New York City to Philadelphia?
He's turning into Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Uh-oh. What if a bastard, orphan, son of a Molly's riddle books?
Huh. Okay.
I can't believe that one's going to win. I'm so upset.
Yeah, good luck beating that, Arnie.
If I know anything about Hey Riddle Riddle listeners voting for anything, is that they choose chaos and they choose blood, and they're going to choose that one.
These motherfuckers sent us to medieval times. They can all suck rocks.
Casey, I saw that you were typing and then stopped typing. Okay.
All right.
Casey, feel free to submit a song if you want, or insult either of their songs, and mm-hmm. we'll read it out loud.
Oh, I'll do the latter if I can.
Oh, yes, please. Okay.
It's a gift from a stranger right after a show. She hands you a couple books, and she says, go, go, go.
Go,
it's
go,
gonna
go, go.
Fuel the fire of the podcast that you do. Aaron, Keefe, JPC, and Adel. This is your glue. Read the riddles. Yeah, Molly's riddles. Oh, oh, read the riddles. Yeah, yeah, Molly's riddles. 2008 OBC. It's been a year. We're here.
Because after all, it's only one more sleep till Christmas. That's what it sounded like you were singing.
It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens.
Okay. It must be an Aaron episode because we are 18 minutes in and no one's said shit about riddles.
Aaron, it's time for a break.
Okay.
It's time for Molly's Riddle Books.
Here's the first riddle. This one's called The Little Riddle Book.
Oh, I love that.
Aaron, it's so tiny. How can you even read it?
Mm-hmm. It's so small, I can't even read it. Three men stand under an umbrella, but nobody gets wet. How can this be?
Sorry, I heard three men and I had a reaction.
Hold on. Three men stand under an umbrella, but nobody gets wet. How can this be? Because they're holding an umbrella that they're under. What's the riddle?
I know, but this is what she handed us, so this is what it's going to be.
This is the little riddle book?
10 people pay their rent on time and nobody gets evicted. How can this be?
You get a little wet under an umbrella. Your shoes wet. They're not wet at all.
Bad umbrella.
It depends on where the rain is coming from, because most people don't know this, but you actually have to hold an umbrella at like a 90-degree angle from your body because the wind is all coming from the front.
Especially in the cold November rent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, is mm-hmm. it because it wasn't raining they were just holding an umbrella?
Exactly. I would like to see a scene. You got it right. I'd like to
three
see
Mary
a scene.
Poppins.
We are three men under an umbrella.
Tom, Greg. Tom. Oh, Greg. Tom.
Tom.
Tom. Greg.
Jeff. Greg.
Oh, Jeff. Thank you so much. We've been saying each other's names.
Well, another lunch under the umbrella. What'd you guys tell your wives?
Scene. Oh, I'm sorry. I love it. Okay. When the clock strikes 13, what time is it?
It's 1 p.m. in military.
Mm-mm.
This sounds okay. Is this a book of like riddles that little kids would get slapped for telling an adult?
Yeah,
slapped.
Yeah,
that's what it says in the footnotes of it.
Okay, good. Because I would say, what time is it? I would say it's time to get a new clock.
Yes.
Yeah. I've slapped many a little smart mouth kid.
I knew what she was
mouthing off to me with a riddle like this.
This was the copyright of this is 1954, to just give you context for what we're getting ourselves into.
This is
Aaron, this is like a little Bible for rascals. This is the rascals Bible.
Yeah.
Because these are little fun things you say, and you whisper to an adult during church and they give a little chuckle, and then they toss you a 2 pence and you buy a taffy. I do want to see a scene. Aaron, you are in bed asleep. And JPC is your alarm clock. It is time to get a new alarm clock because this alarm clock is getting a little aggressive and weird.
Cool. Oh, fuck. My face is wet.
Sorry. It's a dry cough. It's a dry cough.
Didn't
it's a dry
feel
cough.
Like it. My face got wet. Wait,
but
hello?
You were asleep. You didn't see.
Okay. It's 3 a.m. Why are you going off?
Wake up.
What?
You have to wake up. It's 3 a.m. Oh, my God. Is it 3 a.m.?
Yeah, I set the alarm for 9 a.m.
I look at it backwards, so that's why I thought it was 9. All right.
What?
Yeah,
what
just
do you
go
mean?
Back to sleep. My bad. Go back to sleep.
Hey, can we talk?
Honk shoo. Honk shoo.
Wake up. Wake up.
Okay. What? Did I do a bad job?
I know we've been over this a few times, and it might be because I've hit you so many times. I've hit your snooze button too many times, too aggressively.
That's fine. I like it.
It's time for you to go.
Come on.
You're covered in dust. You're from the late 90s.
Clean me.
No. Why would I do that?
You'll have to clean a new one.
No, I won't. Sorry, it's time that you two meet. Meet phone. Phone, alarm clock.
Hello. I don't want any trouble. I'm just here, and I think I do a pretty good job, okay?
What
don't apologize,
fuck is
baby.
This?
Don't apologize, baby. You're doing great.
You're right. Thank
Who
you.
Is this sleek-looking Johnny come lately?
This is an iPhone 11, and he has an alarm. He
I have
has
a built-in
a camera.
Alarm.
He has everything.
Two cameras, actually. Front-facing and back-facing? What's that called? Front-facing and...
I love you so much. I'm addicted to you.
Look. I'm sure that phone, quote-unquote, is good for lots of things.
You're leaking something.
What's that?
You're leaking something. That can't be right.
You're leaking a green smoke.
It's good. It's better that it's out. Better out than in with the green smoke. That's what I always say. This phone looks newfangled and fancy, but look at this thing. You said it's an iPhone 11? It's already 2 years out of date. Planned obsolescence. This thing is going to be useless. It's going to be a brick in a couple of years.
Oh.
Me? I've been a long clock my entire life. I've outlasted presidents, wars, presidential wars, little wars between presidents.
See, it says you were manufactured in 1953.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
That's right. I was built in 53.
You take 8 batteries to operate, and you need new batteries every 4 hours. Do you know how expensive that is?
Thank you, iPhone.
No. I know.
And you know what? You know what? I just think it's time to throw you away. You're also a radio, but you only play AM stations. It's
a
nightmare. You go
Let's
off at
Let's throw this
any
iPhone
time.
Away.
No,
we don't need
no,
this
no.
radio iPhone.
What?
Get it away.
Me?
iPhone 11. Here's what we'll do. Tomorrow, put me in the car. We'll get you a Samsung Galaxy S Plus. Everything's going to be fine. I'll wake you up at the right time. You said 6 a.m.?
I'm going to use your batteries for my Roku remote, okay? This is goodbye.
Okay. Fine. Take them out. Take them out. See if I care.
Here we go.
See if I can. I don't...
Oh, he's bleeding. There's blood.
Yeah, I'm so happy I'm throwing this away. This is bad, bad, bad.
Bad.
This is bad, bad, bad.
I have a head and a tail, but no body. What am I?
Aaron.
Ah!
How Erin views herself.
A head.
I have a head.
A tail, but no tail. Body.
A penny?
Yep, a penny.
Mm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. A riddle book, so take a look. It's Molly's riddle.
Pennies in the 1950s?
Mm. I guess so.
Wow.
Wheat pennies.
They'll come up with anything.
This one is, oof. Why is it useless to send a telegram to Washington today?
Today?
Mm-hmm. And this is 1953.
Oh, okay.
1953.
Why is it useless to send a telegram to the president?
Is it because no one could stop the Korean War?
No, yeah. It's because he's dead. Busy? You were on the right track, Adel, because I think they wanted you to think we were talking about Washington, D.C. or Washington State, but it's the president. Mm-hmm. Wait. So these are bad.
Wait, it's because the president's dead?
Because mm-hmm. George Washington is dead.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see a scene. JPC, you are George
Washington. George Washington is dead? Oh, no.
He's Lin-Manuel Miranda.
What if a guy named Lin-Manuel Miranda discovered them?
Got super meta there.
Yeah.
My name is Philip. I am a poet. My favorite part of the
poem. I know.
JPC, you are George Washington. Yes. And Adel, okay. You are like an aide to him, and you're coming in to try to get him to sign some paperwork. And JPC, you don't want to be bothered.
Knock, knock. Sorry, sir. I have some.
I'm very busy today being tall.
Oh, yes. If you could just pull you away from the mirror, sir, we do have some very important documents that need to go out to the battlefronts.
What is your name, young man?
My name is Philip Aide.
Philip Aide. I'm going to call you Phil, because I like giving people nicknames. Phil!
It's more of a shortening, sir.
What's that?
It's more of a shortening.
Everybody's
sir?
A short king to me, Phil.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I'm the tallest man alive. I'm 5'11".
Well, I have seen others taller. Yet
Phil, let me ask you a question. What do you think I do all day?
Well, judging from when I've popped my head in, I'd say standing in front of a mirror, one arm inside your breastcoat.
Yes, left hand tucked into my right breast pocket.
Uh-huh. Looking yourself up and down, constantly measuring yourself to see if you've grown, which you haven't, I have to assume. Typically taking out your teeth, putting a sock on your hand, putting the teeth in the sock, making a little puppet out of the wooden teeth inside the sock.
Yes, his name's George Toothington.
Okay. I think George Washington was right there, but...
That's what I do, Phil. But I'm asking you, what do you think I do?
To be honest, sir, nothing. And that's
exactly
what the people of America think, too.
Exactly. Once you're on top, Phil, and you'll never know this because you'll die a miserable little whatever you are.
You called me a short king not but 2 minutes ago.
Phil, when you're on top, that's when the work stops. Okay? The buck stops with Washington. So here's what I'm going to have you do. You're going to throw your John Hancock all over those papers.
What's that? My what?
Hey, if you won't do it, Phil, I'll find somebody to fill in for you, understand?
I get it.
You're going to bring all of those to the Thomas Jeffersons and the James Madisons and the whatevers of the world. You're going to let them deal with that, okay? I'm going to stand here in front of my mirror. In about 2 hours, I'm going to go out and pet my horse. Then I'm going to have a nice lunch of colonial breakfast.
Under your
own
vine and fig tree, of course.
Yes. I cannot tell a lie. And then I'm going to come back here and stand in front of my mirror because I'm George goddamn Washington, Phil.
Sir, I understand. I will forge your signature. I will handle all the battalements? Is that what
the Talmud. The Talmud.
Talvin.
I'm a Jewish person.
Well, sir, I thought you could have been alive. I'm a Jewish person.
There are some people out there that probably are like, yeah, George Washington, Jewish.
Yeah. What is it that is alive? What is it that is alive and has only one foot?
Hope.
Ooh.
What is alive and has only one foot?
Well, I think there's...
A lot of people out there, maybe with an amputated leg or...
A wounded warrior.
Oh, it's a ruler.
No. Nope.
Or a yardstick.
You said it already, though.
Tape measure, yardstick.
Is it ruler. A person with one foot?
No, it's a leg.
What lake?
It's the worst answer.
Yeah, these riddles are quite something. Something.
Well, huh. Aaron, why don't we leg it on over to a break, and we'll come back with more of Molly's riddles. Hey, Paul, grab your fiddle. Do a little dance and solve these riddles. And grab your fiddle, Molly's riddle. Cha, cha.
There's so many chas at the end of that.
Yeah, so many chas.
GP Seattle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from, not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit and the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. Well, riddle me this and riddle me that. We're back and we are back with Molly's big book of little bitty riddles. That's right, everybody hop into the wagon stop. We're all going out to the west with Molly's riddles on her chest.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Howard Dean scream.
Yeah! Okay, there we go. There we go.
We're back with some of Molly's riddles.
Aaron.
What?
I'm sorry. Ingenuity struck. Creativity hit me like a bolt of lightning.
Wow.
Finally.
can't imagine that's true.
Howard Dean. What if it was Howard Teen? Picture this. Mm. Howard Dean is standing at a water fountain. He's struck
by lightning. Stop where you're at. Here's $100,000 I want it on my desk by Monday morning.
Yeah.
I love
Aaron,
it already.
What about your rent?
You don't need to sell this to me. I love it.
A Disney Channel original. It's called Howard Teen. I would watch it.
Oh, man.
I revolutionized small donor online campaign donations. Whatever, Howard Teen. Where's your math homework?
He kisses. He's like 16, and he kisses a girl after her homecoming, and he's like, yeah. And she's like, what is that? And he goes, yeah, what was that?
the network being like, okay, so these are the two Howard Dean jokes that you have. What makes this a show?
We go, I don't know. And we just do a line of Coke off their table. Casey says, give me a second to slightly up-pitch the Dean scream. This is
we got to hear a Howard Teen Dean scream.
I just like it how it's going to come like 5 minutes later into the episode where we've completely forgotten about this.
What was that?
Aaron, I have a question about these. We keep calling these Molly's riddles.
Yeah.
Do you think that Molly, after hearing what some of these riddles are, do you think that they would want to be associated with these riddles?
Absolutely not. Absolutely
okay, good.
Not.
Very good.
If Mississippi should lend Miss Uri her new jersey, what would Della wear?
I don't know. Alaska?
Uh-huh.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
No.
I'd like to see a scene.
Hold on, Aaron. That was the answer?
Yep.
That sucks.
No. It's awesome. Adel, you are Mississippi. JPC, you are Miss Uri, and you two are gossiping about all the other states.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear?
No, what?
I don't know. I don't know if I should be saying this.
Come on, say it. Who's going to tell?
Okay, I'm a little nervous, but do you know Caliph?
Caliph. He's that been new fella, tall.
Yeah, fornicating.
No.
With Neva Ada. You know Ada, who's like, I'm never going to have sex.
Yeah.
Well, Neva Ada had Caliph fornication.
You know what? That is wild because I heard that Kala was going out with Oreg and Oreg gonna get it. If Kala's gonna give it to Nevada.
Utah ta for now. Hey, and this is coming from a miss who sips her own pee.
And I'm
talking shit. So you know that's wild.
That's wild.
Did you hear that you know that girl on Maine?
Wait, stop right there. I want to hear it, but we cannot be doing this gossip without something to drink. Have a mini soda.
I prefer to sip my own pee. Mini soda's fine. I'll have a mini soda.
Is mini soda fine? I know, because yeah. I just don't have your pee.
I could give you your pee. I mean, my pee.
If we wanted the UP, we would have to
go to Mish
go see again. My good friend Mish.
Again? Oh, I hate that. Well, Maine, I heard that Maine, Maine, rode Island like,
oh,
like
no.
fucked him. Yeah, rode him all night. Rode Island all night.
Island got fucked by Maine?
Yeah, and now his penis vania. He had a veiny penis. Penis Sylvania.
Speaking of a veiny penis, do you know who I heard is Connecticut?
Florida?
Florida. Yeah.
Flora, duh.
Duh. You never would have guessed.
Ah, man.
You know what? I'm going to put a little vermouth into my mini soda because I'm feeling sassy.
Me too. I'm feeling so sassy. You know, Anna, I heard she's loose. Luciana is Luciana. Oh, yeah. Just whatever may come. Just a Mardi Gras in her pants.
And didn't she just start dating York? No. She broke up with York. Who's she with now? It's like a New York.
Mexico.
I don't know. Oh my God! It's New Mexico.
Well, nude Mexico.
Nude
Mexico. He does not wear clothes.
Mm-mm.
Isn't that crazy?
And between you and me, I also heard that nude Mexico isn't really washing a ton.
Oh, duh, Coda.
Duh.
And North, duh, Coda. What else?
Indiana's one as well.
We're talking about Louisiana and Idaho. What else?
I cannot believe how long you were able to go. Oh, that's so scary.
Oh, that's very good, Casey.
I hate it.
That's very good.
Hold on. This is the official Hey Riddle Riddle coming soon to Disney+. Howard Dean Teen Scream.
Well, Ada, let's do this right. Do like the Disney Channel voiceover trailer, and at the end of it, Casey will play that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Coming this election season, you've seen him on TV. You saw him eat shit on TV. And you know his most famous scream. But did you know that he was once a teenager? Coming soon to Disney+.
Frankie Muniz is Howard Teen.
He's too old.
It's nightmarish.
He's too old to play that for sure. For sure. Well, that was horrible, and I loved it. I loved every second of
it. Horful and beautiful.
We have not even gone 30 episodes without ruining an episode with Howard Dean Scream.
It's been two episodes since our last Howard Dean Scream.
We have to. If anyone wants to make a custom sign that says it's been this many days since your last Howard Dean Scream and send it to Hey Riddle Riddle, we'd gladly put that up in the studios.
What goes farther, the slower it goes?
Well, I would say probably Louisiana. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, you're
what goes farther? She goes all the way. What goes farther, the slower it goes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What goes farther?
The truth.
The slower it goes.
Oh, I love that.
Poignant. Topical.
Incredible.
Farther.
What goes farther, the slower it goes?
A sloth?
This is, I don't know, this feels like a very 1950s wording to me.
23 Skidoo?
Yep.
The damn communists.
Yeah, it's the damn propaganda. Communists.
Can we get a hint, Aaron?
Yeah, this is tough.
It's like some, this also like feels like it's a little bit of advice that like a grandfather would give.
Is this like the tortoise and the hare shit of like steady wins the race, slow and steady?
Is this like a responsibility? A dollar?
Yep, it's money.
Yeah. Yeah.
You knew it.
It goes farther the slower it goes?
I don't need some old ass person from 1950 telling me about how to spend my money when a fucking hamburger cost half a penny. Fuck off.
Go off, JPC.
Go off, King.
Yeah, he's fucking old ass 1950 ass motherfuckers trying to tell me how to live my life.
Yes.
Yes.
Why don't you get an Instagram and then you tell me what TikTok is?
I love myself. It's
giving fuck you.
I've seen a few things on TikTok and probably on Twitter that are just like these guys who are like, here's what you do. Take $500 a month, set it aside, invest it.
Yes.
You're going to get 30% back on your 30% interest per year on your $500. You're going to get $1 million within 10 years. I'm like,
grind set.
What are you talking about? They're just like, set aside $1,000, invest it. 10 years later, $50 million. It's like, what do you think? You're skipping a lot of details. Invest is kind of doing all the work of getting us to $1 million.
My favorite are the ones that start with $1 million. They're like, okay, so take your $1 million. Yeah. You're like, whoa, wait, what the fuck? Where do you get the million, buddy? Where do I get?
What is going on? Slow down.
Do you have other videos that I can watch? You seem so smart.
You seem so confident.
Okay.
Aaron, can we have another riddle, please, from this little riddle book?
This one like sucks so bad, but I'm tempted to read it. Okay. Love it.
Is the answer JPC's attitude?
Yep. It does.
Every book has one that sucks. This is it. It's the suckiest riddle in this book. Thank you, Molly. Fuck you. Yeah. Cha. Cha.
So many chas. Really likes the chas.
What is the difference between a milkmaid on the farm and a seagull in the harbor?
Well, there's a lot of differences. A milkmaid is typically a human. A seagull is a type of bird.
Oh,
so they have different hearts, different organs, different sort of senses. One has speech, one does not, one kind of caws.
One milks the cows, and the other one milks the cows.
One oversees the milk, and one is overseas with milk.
Uh-huh. Is it, it's going to be something like that, though, right? Like,
oh, wait.
Yeah, you kind of got it.
What's the difference between a milkmaid who oversees
a milkmaid on the farm and a seagull in the harbor?
One milks the udders, and the other's an utter disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Sorry, I know the seagull.
One skims milk, and the other skims water. You love it.
Oh, 1953, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I do want to see a scene.
Okay. Sure.
JPC, you are a milkmaid. Aaron, you are a seagull. And the two of you are forming an unlikely friendship.
Wait. I think I get what you're saying. we could kill each other's bosses.
Right. And then no one would know.
No one would know because...
Because why would we know each other?
Yeah. Why would a seagull kill a cow?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then why would...
Would...
a milkmaid...
Maid, yeah. Kill a...
Kill...
A cow.
Kill a... Wait a second. On the count of three, let's both say our boss's name, okay? I just want to see this. On the count of three, we both say our boss's name, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three.
Mr. Moo. We have the same boss.
Similar boss.
Milkmaid Seagull, get in here.
Oh, shit.
God damn it.
Yes, Mr. Moo.
What have I been paying the two of you for? I see you standing / flying around. There's work to be done. There's udders to be... I don't know what the term is. Squeezed? Is that
could
weird,
it just be
creepy?
Milked? Could it be milked?
Well, milk sounds creepier.
They're your udders.
Yeah. This feels ick.
Sir, can
Wait, are
we
you
go?
Mr. Cow? Wait, are you Mr. Cow?
I'm Mr. Moo.
Mr. Moo. I'm sorry.
Yes.
And we've been milking you, correct?
Are you Mrs. Human? Are you Mr. Seagull? See what
I think my main problem is I don't believe you have udders.
Let me prove it. No, I see what you're doing. You're trying to get me in trouble.
Well, I feel like you should be in trouble.
Well, I'm wearing slacks, and there is a cutout for the udders, but I'm not going to stand out and wave it around. I'm not going to swing my hips side to side and make it slap either.
You said wave it around.
Yeah, my udders.
Yeah, I mean, no, right?
Sir, can
Am I
we
crazy,
go?
Seagull?
Take the rest of the day off.
That should be the tagline of Hey, Riddle, Riddle. Sir, can we go?
Can we go?
So many chows.
Actually, I really liked that scene.
Oh, I have to keep reading riddles. Let's see. Why is it always a mistake to put on a shoe?
Why is it always a mistake?
Why is it always a mistake to put on a shoe?
Because you're stepping on a sole, because you already have a tongue, because you can't get too much traction.
Did put on mean something different in 1953? Like to entertain?
You put on a shoe.
Yeah.
Oh, put on a show.
Damn.
An old timey talk.
Oh, put on a show.
Yeah, put on a shoe.
It's going to be a really big shoe, Ed Sullivan.
Really big shoe. Why is it always a mistake to put on a shoe?
Why is it, always a mistake to put on a shoe?
Oh, it can't be this simple, but is it because then you'd only be wearing one shoe?
Ooh, that's
no,
a good
but
guess.
That's a better answer to than
okay,
this.
Okay, okay.
Aaron, sure. Can we have a small hint?
Because it's trying to be a joke. Yeah, it's trying to be funny. Joke.
Is it a play on words, like a shoe pun?
Kinda, yeah.
Kinda.
Is it okay? So
something about left feet,
like laces.
Two left feet or
heel? You're trying to heel.
Because you're putting.
You're putting.
I don't know why I'm expecting you to get
Ritz.
This is impossible.
Because you're.
This is kind of a joke. Okay, I'm going to put myself into the mind of a person from 1953 trying to come up with a joke.
Ooh, I'll do the same.
Okay.
Hey, Jim, did you get anything for the joke?
Why would we bother doing that? We could just drink until 4 or 5 p.m., call it quits for the day, and hope one of our secretaries finishes the joke.
Way ahead of you. Hey, Susie, you got anything for that shoe joke?
Nothing yet, sir, but I'm working. Tippity tap, tap, type, type. Tippity tap, tap, type, whoop, whoop.
Yeah, she's tap dancing on her typewriter and she's floating away. Close the
windows. We're going to need another bottle of scotch and another two pairs of pants because we have pissed ourselves drunk in here.
Of course, sir.
Dump more caviar in the urinal. I like to pee on it.
Mm hmm.
And then. Whoop, 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 whoop.
What is
well,
happening?
It wasn't really a scene. It wasn't really
okay,
a scene.
So I
Can
think
I be honest with you?
Mindset. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to remember recording this episode.
Sam's got my eye 100%.
Oh, Teen Aaron!
Howard Teen.
And Teen Aaron.
Wow.
Or
young
Baby
Aaron,
really.
Mm-hmm.
Muppet Aaron. No.
What was that
Aaron
movie where they cast
baby.
The guy who was like 30 as a teen? What was that?
All high school shows?
No, It was the one that got really panned. Dear Evan Hansen? Is it Dear Evan Hansen?
Oh, yeah.
Ben Platt, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that's going to be Erin. Erin's going to have her Dear Evan Hansen moment where she shows up at Howard Teen High School, and they're like, are you here to teach, ma'am?
It's going to be called Always Been
Are Kid. You our principal's grandmother? And then I'll go, nope, just a teen like you. Okay, I got one. Go ahead.
Can we hear the answer?
Oh, what was?
Yeah, we didn't.
To the shit.
Didn't
hear the
answer
to
that. Oh, I didn't give you the answer?
One. No.
Am I okay?
I asked you as the secretary in that mini scene if you had the answer.
Y'all.
Was the answer whoop, 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 whoop?
Yeah,
whoop,
it was.
Whoop.
Because you're putting your foot in it. Shut up. Shut up.
And back in 1950, that was like a fuck you. That was basically saying fuck you. If you say, wow, Steve, you really put your foot in it. That was like, you fucked up royally, you piece of shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's also how I say fuck you to the ocean when I first get there.
Yeah, put your foot in it.
I put my foot in it. Fuck you, ocean.
Suck on that, ocean.
Suck on these toes.
Perv. If a chicken could talk, what kind of language would it speak?
Spanish.
If what could talk?
Yes.
What was
if
it?
A chicken could
if
talk.
If a chicken could talk.
What kind of language would it speak?
Greek. Greek.
I like that a lot.
English.
English.
No, but that's you both came up with incredible answers that I wish were real. I actually think that this is a good, like, as far as like the joke riddles go, I think that this is pretty good.
Okay.
Is it cluck? Cluck you. Cluck.
Okay, yeah. Cluck. Cluck. What are the sounds that chickens make? Cluck.
Mm-hmm. It's not a sound.
Bark. Okay, it's not a sound. Feather. Egg. Beak.
Egg. Hentai. Hentai.
What?
Big thumbs up from Casey.
Oh, God. Oh, no. So it's a baby chicken. Howard Dean.
I hated aww. That.
Erin, I'd like to solve.
Baby Howard Dean.
Yep.
Is it chicken French?
No. But think of what kind of bird it is.
A hen.
Oh, my God. I loved chicken French from Third Rock from the Sun.
A flightless bird. No.
Any scene he
fly.
Was in with Lithgow. emu or
what type
American
of bird
sign
is
language?
Chicken. Well, it's a chicken. It's it's a farmyard bird. It's a egg laying bird. It's a edible bird.
Dinosaur. It's a dinosaur.
It's a dinosaur. Technically,
birds are
I think
dinosaurs.
I'm just gonna tell you.
Hold on.
Give
us a hint.
Give
hint,
us
hint,
a better
hint, hint.
Hint.
I don't have any good hints.
What do you mean by what type of bird a chicken is?
Like
it's.
People used to describe that type of.
Huh?
There's no way of saying it. No, there's no way of saying it without giving it away.
Are there other types of bird under this in this class?
I think so.
You think so?
Let me look it up.
Give us another bird that's in this class.
Yeah, if there are other types, is it a raptor?
No.
That's a type of bird, though, right?
It's a type of bird.
Okay.
I think it means bird.
Yeah.
I think there's, yes.
There are.
What are some other types of birds under in this subgenre?
Dodo, peacock, penguin.
Roosters.
Roosters.
Geese.
Oh, these are all birds listed
guinea
in
flat
Oklahoma.
Guinea flat fowl.
Oh, these are game birds.
A kind of.
Yeah, I was going to say fowl.
Chickens, it's fowl.
Fowl. Oh, they speak fowl, falsy, like Farsi. They speak fowl.
Fowl language. I'd like to see a scene. You both are two chickens on a farm, and you both have, you swear like sailors.
Buck, 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 buck. I got a big cock. Big cock. I got a 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 big cock.
Jeff, what the fuck is going on, man? What are you doing?
I got a big cock.
I'm trying to read the paper, man. What's going on?
And I'm trying to look in the mirror like George Washington. Look at my cock. I got a big cock.
Jeff, you got to get your life together. What are you doing?
I got a big cock.
Come on. It's a break room, man.
We're just two guys hanging out. We can be guys, but guys. Guys, but guys. This is a locker room talk. Big cock. I got a big cock. A locker room talk. I got a big cock.
I guess, man. I guess.
I got a macaque.
All right, macaque. Let me see it.
Macaque.
Okay, yeah, pretty big. Yeah, pretty big. I mean, yeah. Pretty Congratulations, big. Man. That's awesome.
that scene.
I think that might be one of my favorite scenes ever. Oh, brother.
To the point.
Okay.
That reminds me of there's a joke that is very fun to tell. I used to tell it all the time in high school. And it's like this whale joke. And the premise of the joke goes like this. You say, these two whales are swimming together in the ocean. And one whale goes, and then for as long as you choose to do it, you just go, you just make whale sounds. You just make whale sounds for a long time. And then after 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever, you go, and the other whale turns to him and goes, what the fuck are you talking about, Tim?
That's 100. JBZ, I feel like that joke was formative in your sense of humor.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, man.
I also realized, JBZ, you telling that joke.
Loud.
JBZ, you telling that joke also makes me realize that that's maybe a whale guest starring on that Snoop Dogg song. Isn't there a Snoop Dogg song that's like, Snoop?
Yeah, the Pharrell song. Yeah. If a whale get an attitude.
S-N-double-O-P-D-O-double-J-Z.
Or something like that.
Or something like that. Aaron, one more. Riddle.
Why don't we do one more, Aaron? Just for old time sake.
All right. Well, I'm gonna. If I only get one more, I'm gonna read one that I kind of like, or is not the worst ever.
Okay. Wouldn't be me, but I respect you for doing it.
Couldn't be me.
All right. You know what? I'll just read this. What is the hardest key to turn?
The key to your heart. The piano key.
Oh, that's easy. It's that's turning a key a blow.
A key on street value.
Yeah.
Is it like a map key? Key to a map?
That
is it
makes
the Florida
sense.
Keys?
You're right. You're on the right track for sure.
On the right track. Okay.
Key Largo?
Montego. Baby,
no.
Why don't we go? What's the hardest key to turn?
The hardest
a monkey.
Key to turn.
You're
a monkey.
Totally on the right track.
Okay. It's a big monkey.
A baboon.
I'm totally on the right track.
Well, it's an animal.
A chimpanzee key?
Chimpanzee key? Aaron, is it chimpanzee key? I'd like to solve the puzzle.
I like can't even key. Believe it. I actually,
Pat Sajak
I'm
just
done.
Barfs. Aaron, I'd like to solve the puzzle. Chimpanzee key?
Yes.
No.
Aaron, is it a kit key cat?
Oh, God. No.
Is it key?
It's an animal, you said. It is an animal. Mm-hmm.
Is it a tiki drink? Is it a key?
Isn't it? There's got to be a bird that has key in the name, birds. Right?
No, it's not that.
A peacock. Is it a peacock?
Is it a peacock?
The most beautiful
No, it
bird.
Actually has the sound key in it, so it's not like it's
a
rhyme.
Okay, well, I said
like that.
Peacock.
Well, it's not a real animal at all.
I guess we're limited by our imaginations here, Aaron.
Yes. So,
is it a donkey?
Yes.
Donkey.
Wow.
Donkey Cokey.
Donkey. Donkey.
Donkey.
I am my Cokey. Donkey Cokey. What's going on?
And in the morning, I'm making waffles.
And in the morning, I'm making kegels. Kegels.
And that's it. That's all I got from
Aaron. Aaron, you did enough.
Thank you.
Let me just say right now, Aaron, you've done a good job.
Rest now. That'll do, Aaron. That'll do.
Aaron, why don't you rest and why don't we play a voicemail, huh? How about that?
Okay.
Saves up, my guy, 100%.
Oh, thank you, baby Aaron.
We're out of riddles. Send voicemails faster. Send us voicemail. Voicemail. Master of voicemail, now wait for the babe. Voicemail. Voicemail.
Hey, guys. Matt from Valparaiso. Pretty close to Chicago. Love you guys. Been a fan since it started. I will let you know that the last payment of the Patreon put my credit card over the max and they canceled it. That's cool though. I work with candy a lot. What's your guys' favorite candy? Love you.
Huh.
We fucked up.
Terrible.
Well, I would say maybe don't spend the money on the candy. Maybe spend it on the things that are important in life.
Seems like his credit card had a $10 limit.
Seems like you, sir, you charged $480,000 at the Reese's store. I can't.
I would say my favorite candy last time I mentioned this during a Hey Riddle Riddle live show, I was met with total
defiance. It seemed like nobody agreed with me. But I think whatchamacallit.
Then don't say it again, Adel. Learn your lesson. What's going on here?
I used to love Paydays.
Yeah, that was awful.
I've loved a few different ones, but currently I feel like whatchamacallit is like when I'm craving a bite of candy or candy bar, whatchamacallit has every single component I'm looking for. So that would be my answer.
Hmm.
I'll say this because I think a favorite can cycle in and out of style, but another shout out to Aaron. Aaron got me some dark chocolate, white chocolate peppermint bark for Christmas last year.
I hate white chocolate.
And I hate white chocolate too, and I'm not a big fan of peppermint, but for some reason, this bark was delicious. Now, I think it's also mostly dark chocolate, and that's most of the taste of it. I finished it. I actually just finished it like a few days ago, which I'm not sure how long it's supposed to last. So,
this was three Christmases ago, JPC.
Yeah, it was quite a while, but I ate it very slowly, which also I enjoyed because I was just taking like tiny little bites of it every once in a while. But I have the box and I considered ordering some more because I was like, man, I really did enjoy that.
Fantastic. Good gift, Aaron.
I'm so glad that you liked it. Let's see. What is my answer? I really like fake orange flavor. Yeah, so like orange Starburst. But if fudge counted, I would say fudge. I love like really. And then also like sour watermelon candy, which is very specific. But
I feel like Hershey or Nestle should just make like wrapped fudge. Like how hard would that be? Because it's so delightful. I also want to add
fudge.
Fudge wrapped.
New York. New York City. 2042.
We went too far.
Go ahead.
I do want to add one candy to my list. So I have two.
Oh, please.
Sure.
Whatchamacallits. And then if I'm not feeling chocolate, German raspberries. If you've never had a German raspberry, they are so fucking good. They usually come in a bag with black and red pieces. It's like a little gumdrop, but they have little nonpareils on them.
Interesting.
Like the little balls, the little candy balls, but they come in black and red, and they are just wonderful. Just
I think
so
I've seen
good.
Those, but I don't think I've ever had the inclination to put one in my mouth.
So fucking good.
Hey, if I'm ever not feeling chocolate, call the fucking doctor, because there is something deeply wrong with this guy.
Can I recommend a specific chocolate. Kind of fudge? You
yes,
can
please.
Order it online. It's a place called Popolo's. And it is so good. They make the best fudge in the world. It's a great gift if you like need to send someone a thank you present. Popolo's fudge.
If you're and feeling also like fudge and you need a piece of fudge, Popolo's. Popolo's. Cha cha cha. Yeah.
And I'll go ahead and give a shout out to a little website called nerdwallet.com. Some pretty good basic information about finances on there. So if you if you find your credit card being
that's
canceled
JPC's
for
candy.
$8 Hayward rental payment. By the way, thank you for supporting the show.
Truly sorry about that. But
truly, truly sorry about that.
We didn't do it.
All right. Hey, that brings us to one of my favorite times of the show. That's the time where we like to like plug some stuff that we are interested in or are doing in life.
Yeah.
Adel, do you have anything to plug?
Yes. I was recently a guest on a podcast called The Bigfoot Collectors Club.
Wow.
On there talking about aliens and big feet and cryptozoology. A really good time, so check that out. I'd also recommend checking out Sitcom D&D, a wonderful show. Check out their Patreon as well. And Bill Buds, check out their Patreon and their main feed show as well.
This month we're doing Speaker Box and The Love Below on the show.
So good.
It's a classic.
Maybe one of the best double albums of all time.
Could be one of the best double albums of all time. I think that's probably safe to say.
Dracula's Wedding is probably my...
Okay, you can fucking talk to Johnny about that shit. I got no time for Dracula's Wedding.
I like roses too, but it's weird. It's weird to rap poo-poo-poo-poo. So I don't like that part. Aaron, anything to plug?
Yes. Thank you for plugging Sitcom D&D. That, I think, is back right now for season 3. And then also we did something really fun on our Patreon. So if people have listened to our Patreon before, we do this segment called Elizabeth's Diary, where Elizabeth is reading like 3 pages at a time her diary from when she was like in the 8th grade.
Wow.
And a lot of it has to do with her boyfriend at the time. And we actually got him to come on the show and we interview her middle school, high school boyfriend. And it is, I, I'm, I could not believe how well it went. It was like the best time and one of my that's favorite wonderful. Episodes of anything I've ever been in. So if you want to check that out, that's our next stretch goal on the sitcom D&D Patreon. I'm really
damn,
proud
that's
of it.
Cool.
It's really good. JPC, could you please, I'm serious, like read a review from the show or something like that?
She's serious, JPC.
Not only will I read a review, but I will also say that if you want to get your review featured on a future episode of Riddle Riddle, just go to Apple iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, and hey, I might pick yours. For instance, I picked Shockwave527's review. Shockwave527 writes, an interesting take on true crime. This is probably the most unusual true crime slash murder mystery podcast I've ever heard. They really like to delve into the motive. Each episode seems to be building up the motive more and more, and yet I have no clue who dies. Who's the murderer? Do they all die? Do they all become murderers? Each episode ties so much together, only getting me more invested in how this all ends. And somehow, within all of this motive building, it's hilarious as well. Keep up the great work. I'm on the edge of my seat. I don't want to give too much away, Shockwave 527, but do watch out for our season 2 finale when we will be revealing some pretty crucial clues.
Bum, bum, bum. Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha. He loves the cha-cha-chas. Hey, Adel loves the cha-cha-chas, but Aaron, I heard a little Missouri told me that you love something of your own, huh? Mm.
A Jupiter.
Macaque, bye forever, macaque. Got a macaque, got a macaque.
And Casey, one more time.
Oh, it's getting awful. Younger hate and younger.
Casey, don't do the editing. Emery Parrish in the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emelina Morris.
1, 2, 3, 4, hey, Riddle, Riddle.
Hey there, Basin Areas. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's our San Francisco Sketchfest live show featuring Janet Varney. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. And you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.